This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, team team for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh my goodness, we are back on the air after a mini hiatus. It is DiPietro, it is Rothenberg with you on Monday, November the 28th, 2022. Rick, before we get into all the Jets and the Giants and the NFL and even the Knicks and the Nets, so much to do today. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving. What's going on?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. Couple days off was nice.
Did you eat an insane amount of food?
I ate my face off. It actually came out really, really good. A lot of cooking. Anyone that actually, you don't know this because you don't really cook, but anyone that spends the time, you know, the days of preparation, shopping, and then you cook, and it's just hours upon hours, and then it lasts like, if you're lucky, like, you know what, 20 minutes where you just gorge yourself.
Right.
And then it's over. But food came out great. I control myself food-wise. It was the desserts this Thanksgiving.
They're a little overwhelming, right?
I dominated the desserts.
Dominated in a good way or dominated to the point where you made yourself almost, maybe almost sick?
Good way, initially sick, rest of the time, rest of the weekend, good way, but it was like I could hear the pies calling my name from the
yeah, really?
Yeah. It was like, what do you want for lunch? How about some apple pie? Good. Let's have some apple pie.
You know, you say that, it's funny. You know what I had for breakfast yesterday morning?
Pumpkin pie.
Apple pie.
Yeah, of course. It's just That's sitting there. You got to eat it.
Otherwise, because you got to figure today's the day you got to get back on the horse, right? Like today, you got to eat somewhat healthy. I think the weekend, you can let yourself go. Apple pie for breakfast. Apple pie. For dessert after dinner, pumpkin pie with a little whipped cream.
Taste the pie. Taste the pie.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even a question. Last night I pulled the, hey, well, if no one's going to eat it.
Someone's got to eat it.
It's going to get thrown away. All this work. I mean, someone's got to eat it.
Someone's got to eat it. So, I mean, it's a Monday, and you know what a Monday entails. It's around the league at 6:45. It's the Frenzy 7:15. It's Rex Ryan 7:35. By the way, Rick, before we get to the Jets, and we will just momentarily, we didn't mention in our pre-show meeting whatsoever, football picks, winless from you?
Yeah, I didn't mention it for a reason. That's partly why I ate so much
ice cream last night. 0-3 this weekend?
Did you see the games, though?
Oh, here we go.
Touchdown. I got a touchdown lead in the Tampa game. Touchdown lead.
Yeah, and Njoku really killed you.
Yeah, great. Awesome. Yeah. And then I got a touchdown lead in the Seattle game. Another one-handed catch. Davante Adams down the sideline. That was gross. And then Jacobs with the walk-off. Yeah, it was bad. What are you going to tell you?
I could envision you when the Chargers were going for the two-point conversion. You were cursing the.
I almost smashed my iPad.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? And then, of course, it's the Chargers. So I'm like, of course. And then I was hoping, they actively rooting for them to lose.
So you, when they were going to go for two, you were hoping he was going to miss it.
Yes, that's right. And I've never, if I wish I had video, because I was asking for video if the Giants somehow found a way to win on Thanksgiving, video of you. You have never seen, I wish someone was videotaping me, anyone celebrate a backdoor cover against Santiago more than I was celebrating the backdoor cover.
Oh, the Cowboys?
How good
with the great Richie James with that touchdown?
I was dancing. It was a celebration.
What a terrible garbage touchdown that was.
What a celebration that was.
Well, you know what? If Maher just makes a simple field goal, it never comes to that.
The fix was in.
Just make a field goal, buddy.
All I'm saying is the four of us pick games. One of the four of us went above 500 this weekend, and that would be me.
Of course, because otherwise, who would have brought it up? Nobody. I didn't bring up the fact that you suck at text messaging. Just a simple question.
How do I suck at text messaging?
Because you didn't text me back. It was a simple question. That was it.
Wait. Oh, hang on. In the middle of the third quarter of the Giants game on Thanksgiving, you think I'm going to get back to you?
The game was over. It was a schematics thing. I was asking you a question. Your football.
Well, I wasn't going to answer it. Well, I'm not involved. I actually think I stayed off that stupid group text and texting altogether this weekend.
Yeah, I did too, but personally, I went outside of the group text that you don't like just to ask you a simple question because I was surprised by it.
Oh,
bleep.
That's what you do. Okay.
What happened?
That was one text. I was surprised by it.
All right. Bye-bye. What are you complaining about, Santiago?
No, he goes outside the group text.
Well, yeah, because you know what the group
text... It was like the freaking Sahara yesterday.
The group text is garbage. And you're always the one with like this random, oh, I've got this point, let me bring it up to everyone. And then John Winthrop with his unbelievable points. Yeah, I don't want any part of that thing.
Truth be told, I'm just trying to incite one of you, but neither one of you want to play along.
Yeah, but Winthrop isn't, though. But that's the point, though. You, funny. Winthrop is that he's serious.
Yeah, but Ray's annoying, too.
Well, on purpose, though. That's the purpose of what Ray's doing. Winthrop is not trying to be annoying.
He's just ignorant?
Whatever it is. I don't know. Socially inept? I don't know what you want to call it.
Socially inept. Could be worse than ignorant.
Yeah, well, you've seen the man.
Yeah, he does have some issues. All right, so let's get to it. People, phone lines open. 1-800-919-3776. I got a lot of takes on the Jets and the quarterback situation. The one thing that I can't get over, terrific win, right? I mean, started out a little shaky, defense not great, but in the end, a nice, cozy, easy, wonderful victory. You got to feel good about that, right? Right off the bat, feel good about that win?
Right.
Yes.
Yep. So here's the win.
Here's what I don't know how Zach Wilson gets back to being the quarterback for the Jets.
Unless it's injury. I mean, I was thinking the same exact thing watching that game play out the way it played out. Is everyone so excited that chanting Mike White's name, which is great. I mean, it was a game that you needed to win. I mean, do I think the offense would have looked as good with Zach Wilson? Probably not, especially finding out that the guys had been dealing with the yips since the spring. That would have been nice to know.
Well, you know? Why would that have been nice to know?
But, I mean, listen, if I get the whole reset and everything else, but it just seemed like had he not said what he said after the game and not taken responsibility, he probably would have played, and the Chicago Bears would have been a nice landing spot for him to kind of get his mojo back if he was going to get it back.
Because that team, that with no Justin Fields, could be the worst team in football.
It's not great, no. Although they did gash you early in that game, but the defense figured it out. But I don't want to focus on the defense because you won, and the offense looked really good. Everyone was involved. That's how the offense is supposed to look. And that's why I had such a hard time when people would call in and just destroy Mike LaFleur. It's like, well, last year when Zach Wilson was hurt, you saw the same thing from the offense, right?
Correct.
Mike White
did for like 500 yards against Cincinnati.
Well, you went on that four-week span where the offense was actually humming. We talked about it earlier this year when Joe Flacco was out. Here's one of my takeaways, and I didn't want to text you because I knew I wouldn't get a response. How is it, okay, that we've now come to a fork in the road where this Jets team has surprised everyone, right? They're already above their win total. They're sitting here staring a playoff spot in the face. Right? And you have an organization that hasn't made the playoffs in so long feels like, okay, we have a real opportunity here. So in a game that, again, I know it's the Chicago Bears, but you look at it as, okay, we got to win this game. It's a home game against a bad team. We got to win this game. So you could argue that we've already played the two really important games against the Patriots and lost those games.
Right.
But you got to bounce back here. So this is a really important game. You got to win this game. So that in this moment, the guy, Mike White, the fans love them some Mike White, that wasn't good enough to play at the start of the season when Zach Wilson was hurt, was now all of a sudden your best option in the most important part of the season? How is that possible?
I don't know. It didn't make sense
at the time. Well, now you officially know because you see how the fans react to Mike White. And the last thing they wanted to do was start with Mike White, he plays well, and then try to go to Zach Wilson as opposed to Joe Flacco, who... How many Jets fans really want to see Joe Flacco play?
No, very
probably
very
not
few.
A lot.
And you know what Joe Flacco is, and he's at the tail end of his career, and he can throw the ball still. He's fine. There's nothing special at all about Joe Flacco.
But here's
my point is, I don't mean to be like overly dramatic, but
no, be dramatic. Say it with an accent.
Why?
Because I like you when you like that.
All right, I don't know. I'm uncertain.
Right. Scratch it.
No?
I don't want French, Dave. Scratch it.
You asked for the accent. I give you the accent. Now you don't want the accent?
I thought I was going to get like a bath fitter act. No, to scratch. I don't like French, Dave.
Well, that seems hurtful. I mean, most co-hosts, you'd say work with an accent, would have said absolutely not. You say to me, work with an accent. Now I start the accent. Now you don't want the accent?
I didn't. I wasn't expecting French, Dave. That's all
French
I'm saying.
French baguettes.
I actually would like to hear the rest of it, I think.
Yeah, me too. All right, go back with French, Dave.
Now I feel very uncomfortable.
You got the music now.
Yeah, well, that's where we are. You announcing Mike White as the your takes in a French accent on a Monday morning. So here we are.
Did you think we were going to get here?
Because he's from France.
I never thought we'd get here, but
I mean, when you were driving back from Rochester yesterday and thinking about all the ways the show could go today, in any of those scenarios, did you envision French analysis about Mike White?
At 5'10 of all times.
Not a single...
No. None of them, right?
Outcome had us here.
So now you want to go back here? You don't? Or what are you looking for?
I would like to hear the rest of the take.
Yes.
It's already out there, and I'll put it back.
With the music. Just
can I have the music then?
Yeah. Let's get the music.
Thank you. Nice.
I don't know if a Micah White...
Is Borat now?
Yeah. It's very nice.
He wants some help from Portier.
That's some help from Portier. That's funny. I don't know if Zach Wilson ever starts for the Jets again.
Not the best.
What is happening?
I had a terrible steak.
I wish people could see the hand when he's saying.
Jet lag is real.
Oh, yeah, Dave. Dave. I agree with you. I don't know how they go back,
but unless ever
Mike White. Listen, unless he gets hurt,
but because here's the thing: there's no way you can ride the season out with Mike White, which looks like there's a good chance is going to happen, and then start next season with Zach Wilson.
Well, if he's not your best option now, like why would he be your best option next season? If you have a defense that if they feel clearly that the defense is good enough that they can win and compete now.
Their defense is good. It's really good.
Their defense is great. But here we go again, though. I mean, you're going to draft a quarterback with the second overall pick, and you put him with a rookie defensive-minded head coach. Like, most defensive-minded head coaches have a certain way they'd like to win, especially now that their defense has turned into, you know, one of the better defensive units in the league. Here's the recipe. We'll run the ball, play great defense. That's how we'll win, as long as the quarterback can function like an NFL quarterback, which Mike White did yesterday. And you saw how the guys react to him.
How about the crowd, the guys, everything, all of it?
It's like, you know, but it's like the whole, it's like the Taylor Heineke thing in Washington, man. Like, for some reason, like, Carson Wentz is the more talented quarterback, but for some reason, like, he doesn't elicit the same kind of response from his teammates that a Taylor Heineke does. Guys like Mike White, Mike White gets them the ball. He said it after the game. What's your job? Well, my job is to get the ball in their hands and let them do what makes
them
special.
Look at Elijah Moore. I mean, you didn't even know that he played when Zach Wilson was quarterback.
A big smile on his face. Everyone said, oh, that's what happens whenever. I mean
Garrett Wilson looks like the stud that he is. I mean, it all felt like it fell into form yesterday.
Yeah, well, because that's what the offense is supposed to look like. I mean, he was decisive. He actually looked like he knew what he was doing. He was making – and it was a shot at Zach, too. He made the easy look easy. That's a shot at Zach Wilson. Because Zach Wilson makes the easy look very difficult.
Very, very difficult. And Mike White he's not as athletic and mobile as Wilson, but he can, you know, they run these bootlegs. He gets out wide. He throws the ball accurately. Like, he's not a sitting duck back there in the quarterback. Here's the thing. Without a question, he is clearly the better quarterback right now.
That's right.
And it's not close.
No, I don't think it's close either. But again, I mean, I think we're having a different conversation. If Zach doesn't say what he said after the game and then potentially loses the locker room because he didn't take any accountability, then he probably plays. Because they're saying to themselves, okay, we're 5-2. He's lost both games to the Patriots. You can make the excuse that most, you know, first and second year quarterbacks don't look good against the Patriots. He just beat the Bills. And now we got a nice, you know, nice cozy landing spot for him at home against Chicago.
Couldn't be a better landing spot.
Now, here's the thing, though. And I'm pissed I didn't say something on Wednesday. I got a text late in the show kind of insinuating that it may be Mike White. And there was some concern that if things went sideways early for Zach, that the crowd would just destroy him. And I was like, that can't be one of the reasons.
I hope not.
That can't be one of the reasons.
It's true, though.
It's true. You know why it's true? Because I just told you the Mike White thing. Why is Mike White not starting the season when Zach gets hurt? If he's your best option now, he hasn't played any football. He hasn't played.
Right.
No, that's
a good
point.
So why is your best option now? For exactly what we thought at the time, and everyone's like, no, that can't be the reason. Oh, yeah? So now it's the right time?
So you think they knew? You think they've, because we learned the story that, yes, that Zach said the yips in spring. You think they knew that Zach Wilson was going to be bad?
I think they were concerned that he'd be bad, yeah. And that, God forbid, Mike White comes in, knowing how the crowd likes Mike White and plays really well, it'd be tough to go to. Now all of a sudden they go to Zach, and Zach stinks. So the team's like, what the hell are we doing here?
Yep.
Because the team sees it. I mean, if the coaches know he's got the yips, you know the team knows he's got the yips.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Phone lines, they're all lit up, which is nice. People remembered we have a show, and they are back with us on this Monday morning. 1-800-919-3776. Let's hear from Robert Saleh, head coach of the Jets. First, what did you learn about Mike White in that game yesterday?
Mastering the obvious. You know, he's really good at doing his job. He gets rid of the ball. He gets it where it needs to get to. And I thought our O-line did a great job protecting him. And when he needed to be aggressive, he was aggressive. And anytime you have success, there's reinforcement. But it's I don't think there's a guy in the locker room that didn't think he'd be able to perform today.
It was good. Am I overly sensitive, or everything I hear is like little shots at Zach Wilson?
I'm the same way. I'm still in shock, to be honest.
Well, with what?
That they made the change.
Good. You know what? Still, I will say this, though. They might have royally screwed up the second overall pick. Royally.
Might have?
There's a very good chance they royally screwed up the second overall pick. At least instead of standing by it and trying to continue with the mistake, they're flipping the page onto something that's better.
Yeah. No, listen, I don't disagree. It probably needed to be done, but I'm just surprised. When you use the second overall pick on a quarterback, like understanding how important that is to your franchise and how that could set you back, I'm surprised that having the Bears as the next team up, where I would just assume that it would be a good spot to, you know, for Zach Wilson to actually play well or decent, that they decided that it was... Like it had to be the locker room too. I mean, that must have been the biggest thing, was the locker room, that they were just afraid that they would, like, he already had lost the locker room, and then God forbid Robert Saleh loses the locker room, then all this work, all this, everything that they've done so far leading up to this point, right out the window.
Right out the window. But how many? And listen, I give them credit, a lot of credit for this. How many organizations would say we need to see more? We're gonna roll them out there a little bit more. Good landing spot, win the Bears game, and then it goes to hell. At least they pulled the plug now rather than wait.
Yeah, I don't disagree. But, I mean, I would also say, let's not sit here and praise a team that's now botched the third overall pick and the second overall pick in quarterbacks. Like, back-to-back.
Yeah, and that's you're right. It's
like back-to-back.
Really bad.
Like, back-to-back. And we're 20 games into the second overall pick, and no one thinks he can play.
No one thinks he can play. I mean, that's really infancy stages of his career.
And here's the guy was 5-2. He hasn't played great, but, I mean, just beat the Bills. Like, they just beat the Bills, and we praised him for beating the Bills. Like, wow, that was quick. Like, he learned his lesson from that Patriots game. Actually looked pretty good. Made some big plays, big throws. Didn't turn the ball over. Picked up some big first downs with his legs. And then New England happens. Of course, leave it to Bill Belichick to
ruin the Jets again.
Here's the thing, though. And I was listening to your show on Saturday. I actually liked it better when you were in break and your microphone was still on. I thought that was nice.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah, I love that.
I appreciate that, too.
Keeps you on your toes. But here's the thing, though. Like, most of the time, if you botch the second overall pick on a quarterback, the GM is probably gone. I don't know if you can move on from Joe Douglas.
No, I don't think you do. I think
because he's
good
done
point.
Such a good job. I mean, well, I don't let him draft another quarterback, but I think this. I mean, this team is right now. If you're telling me if they feel like they're ready to win now, that would scream more like we got to go get a veteran guy. Well, unless Mike White turns out to be, I mean,
who knows
the real deal?
Let's wait and see. But the whole dynamic is so bizarre. Because you're right, you screw up the second overall pick, you're done. But he's done so well with, and I know it's like that's a big piece that you haven't done well with. But you know, Garrett Wilson's a stud, and you know, Breece Hall's a stud, and you just, you know,
Sauce
Garrett
is
Tucker's a stud, and Sauce is a stud, although he got beat yesterday for the first time that I've really seen. Is that he's done so well with every other piece that I think you look at him as the GM of the future, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, Robert Saleh's done such a good job with the defense. I mean, as bad as the defense looked last season, again, his calling card is defense. The defense has been great this season.
It really has. Outside of those two drives yesterday, they were, I mean, sensational. How about this Trevor Siemian story? You're like, Simeon's going to start. No, he's not. Hurt himself in pregame warmups.
Yeah, he pulled an oblique in warmups.
Right. And then he wasn't going to start, and then he did start anyway.
Yeah, he's like, oh, listen, I got to play. If I don't play now, when am I going to play?
Then when? Then when?
Got to do it.
Let's get to some of these calls. People all lined up. Let's go to Mike in Manhattan. Good morning, Mike. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
What's up, baby? Let's go Jets. Only thing better than a football Friday is a victory Monday, fellas. Mike White is the future. He is the future. I'm all about Mike White. Rick, you owe me an apology. Islanders are the best team in the NHL right now. And let's go Jets, baby. I have I've got a Rick DiPietro jersey that doesn't have an autograph. I think you owe me an autograph on that, buddy.
We're done. I don't know how I'll sign it, but if I see, I'll sign it. Absolutely.
There's a lot going on in that call, by the way.
And I apologize for something. I don't know what I'm apologizing for. But
first of all, he says apologize because the Islanders are the best team in hockey. They've been good. Islanders are not the best team in hockey.
No.
So what are we doing?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think he just thought we'd jump on board.
He came in like a million miles an hour.
It's a victory Monday, man. People are excited.
I understand that you would be.
People are excited.
And you should be.
But you knew it was going to happen, though. I mean, the second they named Mike White the quarterback, and Justin Fields isn't playing, you're like, okay, we've all seen how this is going to play out.
What was this? What did the spread on that game go up to?
I didn't see the five. It was 4.5, I think, last time I checked.
But when Justin Fields was announced out, it had to go up from that.
Was it probably 6.5, maybe?
Yeah, 6.5, 7, something like that. RJ, do you know what the spread went to on that game?
I do not.
Because you're kind of like the degenerate on the show now.
I am not.
Especially, I mean, you're posting that. What do you bet when you were like an 8-year-old? How old were you when you bet? You win your first bet? 8?
Middle school parlays, $3.
Did you have parental supervision? Middle school parlays.
I can't tell you where I got it from, but.
Where did you get the money?
$3. That was big at the time.
Yeah, you probably didn't even need to do the trick where you tried to get the Spice Channel when you went up, down, up, down, up, down. You probably just, your parents probably just got it for you.
Listen, if you hit.
RJ, what kind of porn would you like?
If you win $30 when you're in eighth grade, that'll carry you for months.
You know what would go great with this parlay, RJ? Some porn.
Yeah.
Just tell you, what you tell you, us. What you need.
Want any vodka to wash down that food?
It helped mature me.
Did you raise yourself?
No. But it helped mature me.
And where did you come across this old gambling ticket?
I found it at my parents' house.
And what did you do? Put it under the mattress?
No, they have it framed. What are you nuts? You walk in the living room. It's
We're
RJ's
so proud. RJ's first ever wager. Congratulations.
I sent the guys a picture of one of those. I don't know, even know what you call them. Those pick'em sheets, I guess, where you could circle teams. And
who are you like talking to? You sent the guys. Like, we're right.
Well, you never set it up what you were talking about.
Well, that would be Ricky. Yeah,
he just took your job is what he did.
Yeah.
My job. I'm not the one that brought it up and didn't explain it.
Picked four winners from 2003.
In 2003, you were how old?
Tell
me 12.
14, 15.
14, so just gambling your face off at 14 or 15.
Face off? No, just, you know, getting my feet wet.
Yeah, great. It was like when Don took his first hit of mesk.
I mean, my God.
That's shocking. I'm shocked. I thought RJ Bell, I could understand. RJ Santillan never thought it. Never would have thought it.
Couldn't agree
more. I've dropped acid. I've taken meth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you know, we should get the RJ soundbite. You know, I'm doing parlays. I'm doubling down. I'm going to underground casino parlors. I mean, all of it.
I told you he was that people don't know. He's the debaucherous one of the four of us. He's the one most likely to get out of control.
Did play some cards with my high school buddies.
Of course you did.
Of course you did. How'd you do?
Mostly even, but it was an enjoyable time. It was an enjoyable time.
Guy most likely to get kicked off a plane on the show.
Odell Beckham.
RJ Santillo.
Oh, on our show?
Yep.
Yes, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Lawrence is not in the air. He's fine.
Cameroon with a goal, by the way.
See, RJ, I'm telling you, this is not good. He can't do the multitask.
What do you mean?
Because he can't do it. Because he would have set up the whole parlay thing, but he's too busy. He's knees deep.
What do you mean? I'm not the one that brought it up. And then RJ's speaking to like the third person.
Only because it wasn't set up properly. You didn't tee the golf ball.
No, not me. I didn't bring it up.
Listen, you're the driver. It falls on you.
Yep, no.
See? It's your fault.
Nope. I'm not taking responsibility. I suck. We know that. I'm incapable of very little. And when I do mess up, which happens all the time, I'll own it. I didn't bring this story up. Ipso facto, I shouldn't have been the one to explain it. Should have been Rick.
I don't know if a Micah White.
Wait, are you not the one who brought the story up?
Because I didn't. Are you not listening? I don't know if Zach Wilson ever starts for the Jets again.
You let him down the path. You had to know. You had to know this could veer off course. You let him down that way.
Of course, it's my fault. You know, you're like management. That's what you are.
I wish I was management.
You are management.
No, actually, RJ is the management.
RJ,
we've been over this.
Great. So our manager has a rabid gambling problem.
Does this shock you? Come on.
It was $3.
$3 and you're 12.
You're 14 years old. I mean, what are we talking about here?
$30 is big in middle school.
So, and you know you want it? How do you know you want it?
Because I'd only imagine I'd keep it if I won it.
He cashed it in. He won the money.
Yeah. Listen, if we dug down to...
Who is running this scheme, by the way, in middle school?
I can't reveal that. But if we dug down your middle school past, I would be curious to see the middle school to post-high school, post-college underground gambling casinos.
I don't think I was debaucherous in middle school. Mm.
Just beyond middle school.
Beyond middle school, things got out of control, but not in middle school. You know, once I got out of my parents' supervision, I started to let myself go a little bit. But you... I mean, as your parents are just looking on, probably leading the way. Go, RJ. Go, RJ. Gamble your face off, RJ.
They're supportive of my winning.
Little League trophy. Gambling receipt.
That's right. AA chip.
In the trophy room. Yeah. Proud of you, RJ.
Unbelievable.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
At the goal line, it's caught into the end zone. Elijah Moore, that's a Jet touchdown. Third passing touchdown of the game for Mike White.
It was more of a complete team win.
Without a question, he is clearly the better quarterback right now. And it's not close.
He made the easy look easy. Thought he did a really good job with that.
It was a shot at Zach, too. He made the easy look easy.
He did a great job. He didn't need to be anybody but Mike White. We didn't need to turn into the greatest show on turf. We just wanted him to play efficient. I thought he did that.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I don't know if Zach Wilson ever starts for the Jets again.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Sometimes I dream. I hate this song. Absolutely detest this song. And the fact that you would play this, Santiago, just shows how little you know about me.
I know enough.
I mean, how could you play? And you're a Knicks fan. How could you play this?
Not playing it in a Knicks context. Right,
I know.
Now.
I know you're playing it for Mike White, but still, the genesis of this is Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, like, reached into our hearts and ripped them out over and over and over. I can't.
Don't know if you've noticed, but that's kind of a common theme around here the last 30 something years. It's not limited to Michael Jordan.
I can't believe you would feed into it though.
Ja Morant just did it to us.
How does he get his own? Mitchell Robinson, great block, and the ball just falls right back into Ja Morant.
And he just lays it right in.
It's right in.
Right in.
No big deal.
But boy, the Knicks don't play any defense now, huh?
Get a stop. Yeah, get a stop.
Any defense.
Ugh.
Can't.
It's amazing. It really is.
9-11 now. 9-11.
Listen, the bigger problem, too, is they've lost 5 of the last 6 at home.
Well, how about that game on, what was it, Saturday against Portland? Oh, God.
Let's not come on. Let's not focus on that.
Well, yeah,
Jets big win. Mike White was great. Driving gross rain, and he still found a way.
I'm gonna go.
Can I trust you? Let me ask you a question. Can I trust you? Can I
tell you quickly that it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless? Can you trust me? Go ahead.
I'm gonna go. This is gonna be an important question. So can I trust you? So I have a couple buddies that play golf with Michael Jordan. Now, if I set something up, you know, a match against Michael Jordan and bring you as my guest, maybe I'll have you as my caddy. Well, can I trust you not to embarrass us?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's what I figured.
Absolutely not. At least I know me.
Well, could you get in his head? Could I bring you as my secret weapon?
I could get him
rattled.
I don't know if he's rattleable.
Well, maybe we should find out.
You could do that. I don't like Michael Jordan. Like I dislike him immensely. You bring me into that mix, he's going to hate me.
That's the point, though. If he hates you that much, maybe he's not focused on making a big putt on 18.
Listen, if you want, that's fine. But when you say, are you going to be well behaved? No, the answer would be no.
I think that's what I want, though. I'll have to think about this.
Okay. Well, I'm there if you need me. 1-800-919-3776. So back to the Jets, big win, Giants as well. Nothing like kind of how I thought the Giants game would play out. Right, Dallas is just better. Giants competed for a while. I thought Jones was okay. Missed that big play to Barkley. Barkley probably should have caught it. Defense wore down because defense is a shell of what they even normally are. And Dallas gets away with the win on Thanksgiving Day.
That was the play. I mean, also having the touchdown call back, that was big.
I know Santiago will disagree, which was a horrendous call.
It was
barely downfield. You know, it's funny because now I'm sensitive to it. So I don't know if you were watching the Titans Bengals game yesterday.
I was.
They ran this little screen pass to Derrick Henry. The play they scored on, right? They run a screen pass to Derrick Henry, takes it like 80 yards, fumbles at the two, and they hop on it in the end zone.
Yep.
Well, look at the offensive linemen. They're way downfield. They call nothing. Unless it's glaring, you don't call that. And they were not 8 yards downfield. The Giants were like a little bit past the line of scrimmage. Oh, that was a terrible call.
We noticed it. But again, it speaks to what we've been saying about the Giants, though, is they have such a slim margin for error, is they can't afford to have that touchdown callback. They can't afford to miss what would have been. I think that might have been a touchdown if he makes a good throw to Saquon Barkley in stride. He might score a touchdown there.
You know they had 10 guys on the field on that play?
I know, but it was... I mean, if you look at they have those, you know, like Renano, you know, tweet those, the picture of the play with just the numbers in the circles. There was no one near him. That right sideline was wide open.
No one near him. Here's the thing. That could have been a touchdown on a good throw. The way that ball was thrown, at best, he catches it and falls forward and picks up the first down.
Yeah. It was behind him and low. It was a tough catch, and I'm sure Saquon was thinking the same thing, is let me catch this and I'm going to score a touchdown.
Right. But how many times did it happen? I mean, he had Richie James open in the flat a couple times and he didn't hit him. Like, Jones was not great. He was not awful, but he was not great.
No, but again, I mean, you had two picks in the first half. I mean, you're up 13-7, and then, you know, Dallas comes right out, scores a touchdown. Now you have it where it's, okay, we're down a point. We convert here. I mean, if you catch that, you probably score a touchdown. Instead, you don't. Then it's touchdown, touchdown, and then it's just.
But to your point, the play to, who was it, Hodgins that scored that touchdown that got called back? That should have been touchdown turned into like a 57-yard field goal.
Yep.
Right? So it's very difficult for the Giants. But I got a lot of tweets, a lot of texts of, you know, you must be just despondent. You must be so angry. No, I wasn't. I mean, what did I expect to happen? Now, the only thing is they dragged me in, right? 13-7 at halftime. And how about this? I mentioned this on Saturday. I don't know if you heard this. So I actually relented in a battle with my wife on Thanksgiving. She said to me on Wednesday, what time do you want to eat on Thursday? And I said, and I wasn't even kidding, and I didn't think it was comical or anything. I said like 3:30, 3:45. She's like, what's the matter with you? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you don't eat dinner at 3:30 or 3:45. I was like, well, you asked me what time I'd like to eat. That's when I'd like to eat. She's like, I think we're going to eat like 5:30 or 6. I was like, 5:30 or 6?
That's too late. It's too late.
I said, 5:30 or 6?
It's way too late.
What are you doing? She's like, that's when I'd like to have it. And she did everything. I was like, fine. She's like, so what will you do? I was like, I guess I'll pause it. I paused it. I paused the game.
That's a big step.
I paused the game. Now,
it's not a step I like, I don't think, though.
I ate faster than Kobayashi, but I paused the game.
Had I known this was going to be an issue, I would have said, just come to my house. We had Appies. I had Appies at around 12:30, and we sat down to eat full dinner, everything ready at 4 on the dot.
Because I don't understand, why would you ask me ideally what time would I like to eat? I give you an answer, and then I get destroyed about it. It's not going to be ready by 4, by 3:45.
Well, here's how I feel. Now, tell me if you agree with this. This is my philosophy. Is I got the stuffed mushrooms. We do a beautiful
butternut squash. We did stuffed mushrooms too.
Yeah, delicious. But I have that, and I usually eat too much of that, so I need to rest for a minute. So I eat those early, watch the first game. Now by the time the first game is over, I'm hungry again.
First game, very entertaining.
Okay, boom, we eat dinner, right? Dinner is now, we're done. I'm sitting down. I'm trying to digest my food for game two. And now for dinner, with the parentheses on top, now I have dessert because now I'm ready for dessert. So now my thing, Appies, got some time, dinner, now some time, and now I can eat the dessert.
What time did dessert kick off in your home?
As soon as the Giants game was over, we had dessert.
So you waited hours between dinner and dessert?
Yeah.
Give me my little cookie.
I like it.
Nice cup of coffee, had a little bit of an amaretto, and then boom, dessert.
But I paused it. Now, I didn't miss much because we ate quickly, but yeah, I paused it.
Because this now gives me time to relax and eat and enjoy the food as opposed to shoving it in my face.
Well, I didn't have that option.
Oh, it was so good.
So I was annoyed. I was disappointed. It made me feel so good, though. And I don't know if this is just a miserable thing to say, that everybody that bet on the Cowboys lost their money.
I wish I had video of you just so you could see me celebrating how happy I was.
Oh, it was great. Like that drive, the field goal missed by Maher, and then down the field and Richie James and the touchdown. Like, it gave me tremendous solace to know if you bet on the Cowboys, you lost your money, sucker.
Well, Raymond took the Cowboys.
Well, that made me happy too.
Well, thankfully, I didn't spend money because I might have broken something if I did. Still trying to figure out what the personal foul on Michael Parsons was on their last drive.
Here we go.
Stop. This is what your team does. They take penalties. They're not disciplined, all right?
No. Then they're not well coached.
Well, if they're that undisciplined, the least they could do is show me what actually happened.
Your coach stinks. That happened with the Jets game earlier this
literally
season.
Literally, they were talking. Greg Olsen's talking about how his kid talked to Dak Prescott, and they're suddenly 15 yards further downfield. I have no idea what happened.
Does it matter?
Yes, it definitely matters.
That happened with the Corey Davis personal foul earlier in the season with the Jets, too, where they didn't really show it. Now listen, they thought that the Greg Olsen story was more important.
I don't know what the Cowboys were doing in the first half going for it at their own, like, 38-yard line.
They've done that before where they go for it on fourth down on the first drive. And if it's successful, it looks great because they did that against Cincinnati with Cooper Rush. On the first drive, they went for it on a fourth down. They succeeded. Running up the middle probably wasn't a smart play, but, you know, if it succeeds, you look smart.
I know that Ray's going to have a major issue with this, but so I'll ask you, Rick, and then Ray's going to chime in because he can't help himself. I still, in the big moments, I do not trust Dak Prescott.
Wow.
And we just gloss over the fact that he got picked off twice on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, he got picked off twice.
Yeah, one of them was a clear interference, but okay.
Of course it is. Yep, this is your problem, though, because you just make excuses.
He literally got tackled before just the like ball got there.
We get it. Here we go.
Nothing. Swallowed the whistle.
Here we go. And the one along the sideline was awful.
No, that's a total miscommunication, and that's what you're going to do.
I'm surprised it wasn't completely the receiver's fault, the way you come up with apologies for this guy.
No one said anything about the receiver's fault. That's you.
Me?
You hate the Cowboys. I think we all understand that. That's fine. Cowboys are a good team, though. They're not.
When did I say they weren't a good team? I've told you. I saw the other day, by the way. Cowboys have the highest chances to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC right now.
Okay, how about this, though? I'll say this. If we're power ranking who you trust the least in a big spot, I would probably put Mike McCarthy at the top of the list.
Yes.
Of people I don't trust.
I hope he never loses his job. I love him.
Just have him just in perpetuity be the coach.
Because they're undisciplined, and there's like every, at least once a game, a play call. You're like, what was that?
Well, if they do what you say they're going to do, he will not keep his job. So, pick your poison.
Well,
I would take
a Cowboys playoff win so he keeps his job.
I'm not sure a win is going to cut it.
You get Sean Payton just lurking.
Ugh.
just lurking for that job.
Ugh. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
That would be very worrisome.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
Into the end zone, Elijah Moore! That's a jet touchdown!
So if Mike White maintains his health, Zach Wilson never plays for the Jets again.
It doesn't feel like it.
He didn't need to be anybody but Mike White. We didn't need to turn into the greatest show on turf. We just wanted him to play within himself and play efficient. I thought he did that.
That's awesome. Just go out there playing football with your friends and help the team win. It's always fun.
This is DPetro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
This is much better. Much, much better. Porsche of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Well, for the most part, the theme of the show, we've had a little NFL aside from the Jets sprinkled in, a little bit of Giants. Giants, huge, huge game. Both teams, Rick. We're going to be December, what is this coming Saturday, Sunday, December 4th, and we have huge games for both locals. That's a pretty good New York football season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you're playing meaningful football. I would say that the one for the Giants is probably the more important of the two. But
The Jets game is huge, though.
Well, I know it's huge, but it's a divisional game against a team that, I mean, you're going to be competing for that, you know, the playoff spot.
Yes. It feels like right now there's two spots with three teams in the NFC. Right? It feels like Dallas is going to be that fifth spot, and then 6 and 7 will be either the Giants, Washington, or Seattle. I really can't see really another team.
And you've already lost to Seattle, so here's your opportunity.
Right. You've lost to Seattle, but you're a game ahead of Seattle.
But you have two against Washington. This one's the one at home.
Correct.
So this would be the one that you'd like to win.
And Washington, I mean, it's a winnable game. I'd like to win. I think the Giants could win both against Washington. How's that?
Okay, well, that's good. They got to start with this one first.
Absolutely. But there's no reason the Giants can't get to 9.
There shouldn't be a reason, no.
And 9, I think will get you in.
I think you're right. But it starts on Sunday.
It starts on Sunday.
They have to win this game.
So what do you have? You have Washington, you have Philly twice, you have Washington twice as 4, you have Indianapolis as 5, and then you have in Minnesota 6. Those are your 6. You go 3-3, you guaranteed you go. You go 2-4, and it's the right 2-4. Pretty good chance you go.
Pretty good chance. That's right.
So huge games this weekend, both Sunday, both 1 o'clock, which sucks. But where we've started the show and spent the bulk of the portion of the show, and understandably so, is the Jets. Because what you now have, I don't even think you have a quarterback controversy, Rick. I think you have just a matter of fact, Mike White is better right now. Mike White was really good yesterday. Mike White is your quarterback at the moment.
Mike White was great. Mike White did everything you could have asked yesterday. Right? I mean, that's a ton of pressure there. You can say what you want. I know with Chicago, they're not very good. But, to be thrown into a spot where it's a game that you're expected to win on a team that's right there. Right in the middle of the whole playoff, no conversation. Back in the playoffs now. And for him to do what he did, look as comfortable as he looked, weather was awful. Yeah, I mean, there's no quarterback controversy at all.
No.
I mean, he's playing.
No, this is it. I mean, my big question is Zach Wilson going to be your backup quarterback, or is that going to be Joe Flacco? But as far as your starting quarterback, it's Mike White, and it's not even up for debate. And I give the Jets a lot of credit because they messed it up, right? You took Zach Wilson second. It wasn't smart. We know that. It's going to be a failed pick. I get it. But there's a lot of teams that would stand by and just ride it out and let it kill them. And this team has not done it, will not do it, and will move forward with Mike White as their quarterback. That's a smart team.
Well, let's not get carried away. I mean, let's not get crazy now. I mean, they made a good decision. That so far looks like it's worked out. I mean, but Zach gave them the ability to do it by handling the post-game press conference the way that he did.
But you don't think there would be a lot of teams right now that would have stuck with Zach Wilson for at least another week? That said, the Bears are an easy landing spot. Maybe he gets himself right and we move forward with him.
Yeah, but the Jets would have if Zach didn't say what he said after the game. I mean, you've already said that. You've admitted that.
Yeah, probably so.
Okay, so he gave them the perfect out.
I understand that, but I still think there'd be a lot of teams that would have stuck by Zach Wilson for at least another week.
Here's the thing. I am not positive, but I would imagine that Robert Saleh, the way he wants to win football games, listening to him post-game, talking about how this doesn't have to be the greatest show on turf, and what do we always say about Zach Wilson? Like, always the hero ball. Like, don't make, like everything's got to be, you know, he's backpedaling, making these big, great throws. Like, it's just not, it doesn't look, he doesn't make the easy look easy, which is what Mike White did, and Robert Saleh talked about it. I'm sure that after that Patriots game was not the first time that Robert Saleh has mentioned, hey, are we sure Zach is giving us the best opportunity to win football games right now?
Well, he's played a good soldier, I'll tell you that, with Robert Saleh. You talk about making the easy look easy. Here is Robert Saleh on Mike White making the easy look easy.
He did a great job. He didn't need to be anybody but Mike White. We didn't need to turn into the greatest show on turf. We just wanted him to play within himself and play efficient. I thought he did that, especially in the elements. It was he made the easy look easy. I thought he did a really good job with that.
I said this earlier. I'll say it again. I know it's a new audience all the time. I don't know if this is right with me analyzing it like this, and maybe just so close to the situation. I feel like everything he says is a shot at Zach Wilson with that.
That whole soundbite. And maybe it's because we're so close to it, but that whole soundbite sounded like shots at Zach Wilson.
Right? I mean, he makes the easy look easy. You know who doesn't? Zach Wilson doesn't make the easy look easy.
No. All we want him to do is be, you know, be Mike White, doesn't have to turn into the greatest show on turf. Like I told you, though, I said this the entire time with Zach Wilson. It's hard to coach someone like Zach Wilson. It's a fine line. Because, I mean, you see the talent. Like, there's talent there. And you're trying to rein him in a little bit, but not take away what he does really well. Like you don't want to make it where, you know, you have him so concerned about making a mistake that he can't just go play free and be himself. But it got to that point. And I mean, apparently it started in the spring where he had the yips, because all the same stuff that we talked about last year as negatives were the same stuff we were talking about this year with him. And it just got to the point where. It was just...
You couldn't keep going, trotting him out there every Sunday.
You couldn't keep rolling him out there.
Yeah, you couldn't. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go. And he must be happy this morning. Ira, Staten Island. Good morning, Ira.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. And very, very happy. And, you know, you look at the situation with Mike White. I don't know what the future brings with him, but clearly he's a quarterback for the rest of the year. And, you know, they botched the number two pick. That's just the way it is. But don't kid yourselves. When they elevated White to the backup prior to the first Patriot game, that's when they were getting ready to make the move. And pretty much last week when he made the comments he did, made their decision very clear. And you could see the offense operated so much more efficiently. And all of a sudden, there's receivers open that Zach Wilson didn't see. So at the end of the day, White going forward. And you know what? It's fun to make a playoff run, but at the end of the day here, I'm more concerned about whether Mike White is my quarterback going into next year than making the playoffs.
Yeah, I think you're going to get that answer.
That's kind of ridiculous. I mean, the reason why you made the switch.
No.
Well, the reason why you made the switch is to make the playoffs. That's why you made the switch. Like, if the playoffs weren't that important,
you would have still... ridiculous.
Well, no, but the reason why you made the switch is because you feel like you have an opportunity now to make the playoffs. It's not about whether Mike White can be the quarterback of the future. That'll take care of itself. The goal now is make the playoffs. You just flushed the second overall pick down the toilet because you're trying to make the playoffs.
Right down the toilet.
I blame Ira for this. He's at every practice.
Wait, why? Hang on a second now.
This is his fault.
Why are you blaming Ira's one of the great Americans we have. Why are you blaming Ira?
I know, and he's a hero. I get it. But Ira's at every practice. How come Ira didn't see that Zach Wilson had the yips in the spring?
Well, maybe he did, and maybe he was told that don't say anything.
Well, he's got to tell us.
Well, maybe Ira's not, maybe, you know, he's not close enough to recognize that he has the yips.
Or flying blind.
You know, you have all these Jets insights. How come you didn't know?
Because they would never, ever, ever say anything like that.
Why would they not tell you?
To, they
even
don't
tell
want
you,
to
even
know.
Tell you, and then say, "Don't bring it to air." They could tell you. You're a trustworthy guy.
They can't. They can't trust me.
No?
That stuff. That's just, that's very sensitive information.
So do you think they knew that he was going to stink this season?
I don't know if they thought he would stink. I thought there was, I think there was probably, some thought that, this may not go well. And then I think Ira's right. Once they decided to go to elevate Mike White, they felt like this was not trending in the right direction for them.
DPHO Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. Here's my question for you. And then we'll break, come back and do the frenzy. This will be a wild thought, but I think it's realistic. Do you think Zach Wilson ever starts another game for the Jets?
Wow. That's a good question. I don't know how he starts another game for the team this year. So if he doesn't start another game for the rest of this season, why all of a sudden would he start? Would he start a game next season?
I don't think he can.
Well, what do you do with him, though?
I think you cut him.
We can't cut him. You have to trade him.
So you Josh Rosen him.
Yeah, you're going to have to get something back.
Yeah, you get a fifth-round pick for him. Ugh. Is what you get.
20 games. That's all it took.
20 game. He'll be the modern era of Jamarcus Russell is what he'll be.
Why? See, you couldn't just go to break.
What? Well, you know, you had a great win.
But you couldn't go to break. You had to throw that in there.
We did kind of have that momentary pause where we could have gone to break. It felt like you wanted to get that in.
It felt like it was a little early.
It's 7:16.
Well, now it is.
Wanted to get that in.
And now it is.
All right, fine. You know what? I won't give opinions or break into anything
there
interesting.
There we go.
We'll just, Mike White's the greatest thing ever.
The Daily Quit.
No, I'm not quitting. I think you guys should quit the way you're acting.
We could sponsor this.
Everyone's favorite segment.
The Daily Quit.
Favorite portion of the show.
Dave quitting.
Are we punting? I'm going for it. 2-point conversion, late stages, let's go.
Dave quitting brought to you by LinkedIn. Are you looking for a job?
Yes.
Yeah, it makes too much
sense. We're going for two.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't for Hop, actually. Schematically, I mean, we were kind of
That's Dave audio at the podium. Yes. If you were a quarterback.
All right, let's pile it on Dave. I'm not the one who stinks.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
All right, DPHR Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's see if you can handle the Monday frenzy. A lot of people hopping on board. 1-800-919-3776 on the Twitter, at Rothenberg ESPN. And away we go. Shooter Stanford. Shooter, you're on the frenzy.
Who finishes the season with the better record, the Giants or the Jets?
I think the Jets are going to need to finish with a better record. I'm going to say the Jets get to 10. I think the Giants go 9. I'll say Jets.
I'm going to say Jets.
Is it easy for you?
I know it's not easy for me, but I think if the Jets are going to get in the playoffs, I agree with you. I think they're going to have to get to 10.
Yeah, I think they need 10. 1-800-919-3776. Pete Merrick, frenzy, go.
Jets this year, do they treat him, Zach Wilson, like his rookie year and use him when we blow people out?
No.
No, I don't think so. You're not going to do that. You're going to go embarrass the guy.
He didn't even dress, man.
Or make a mockery of the situation.
They made him the third-string quarterback. They didn't dress him.
Can you imagine that? You beat the Lions 31-13 in the fourth quarter, and then you trot out Zach Wilson with 4 minutes to go?
No.
What would be the point of that?
To embarrass him more? No.
Yeah, you don't need to embarrass the guy. Charlie in Rockland. Charlie, you're on the frenzy.
How about the Cowboys?
Yes, good call, Charlie.
See, that's a Cowboys fan. See, the frenzy, it's too much for the Cowboys fans.
Excellent call by Charlie.
It's a terrible call. He couldn't call and just ask a question and surround it around the Cowboys.
Yeah!
He needed to do, how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
He got what he wanted. That's it.
How about them Cowboys?
It's fine. And when they collapse again, we'll play How About Them Cowboys. Peter VG, is this the beginning of the end for the Ravens? Here's our schedule. Denver, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Atlanta, Pittsburgh,
no.
Cincinnati.
No. No. No.
Couldn't have
no.
a better landing spot. Denver no. win, Pittsburgh win, Cleveland probably win, Atlanta win, Pittsburgh win, Cincinnati, who knows? They have seven. They should easily get to 11, easily.
They have some gross losses, though.
Terrible. The Miami loss was awful. Yesterday's loss was awful. The Giants' loss was awful.
Yeah, they made mistakes yesterday that you don't usually see a Baltimore Ravens
no.
team.
And also, you know, I said about the Bills, something doesn't look right. It doesn't look right with the Ravens either. Something doesn't look right with Lamar Jackson.
Maybe some of this is getting to him. Maybe some of this contract stuff. Maybe, the pressure's getting him a little
did
bit.
Did you see he put up a nasty tweet after the game he had to take down?
I did.
Yeah, bad stuff. Anthony and Hawthorne. Anthony, you're on the frenzy.
Do the Ravens get over their struggles offensively and win the AFC North?
I think they win the North just because we went through the schedule and it's very favorable. I don't know. You think they get over their struggles offensively?
I hope so. I mean, I put a nice little bet on them to win the Super Bowl, so I would hope so.
So AFC Championship game, Jets Ravens, money on the line. Who are you rooting for?
Jets.
Jets.
Yeah, keep the money.
How much money would you pay for the Jets to win a Super Bowl? I mean, you're a man of means.
A lot.
$10,000?
More.
25?
More.
50?
Probably more than that.
$100,000 Jets win
Do
the
I
Super
get to
Bowl.
Ride the float?
You ride on the last float.
No. I got to have some Lombardi time.
All right. $250,000. You're holding the Lombardi trophy and you're on the float with the Super Bowl MVP.
And I get a Super Bowl ring too.
You get one of the fake rings.
No.
You don't get the Tiffany's ring. No.
No. Then no.
Really?
That's $250,000. I should get at least a ring.
The ring costs a lot of money. You just sell that and all of a sudden it's a wash.
No. That ring's not even close to $250,000.
Probably over $100,000.
No.
I don't know.
No, it's not over $100,000.
So you don't really care then?
How much would you pay for the Giants to win a Super Bowl?
Well, I don't have the same amount of money you have.
Oh, would you pay $100,000?
Yes.
Would you pay $150,000?
Yes.
$200,000?
I would give everything.
Stop. You've already seen a Super Bowl. You've seen two
Super Bowls.
I've
seen four, but it doesn't matter.
Your wife would be pleased with you.
That's why. I have someone standing in the way. She wouldn't let me. She'd put a stop to it. Ron Fairlawn. Ron, you're on the frenzy.
Where's Beckham going to sign this year?
Cowboys.
Well, listen, Santiago doesn't want him. I mean, he gave you an excuse not to sign him if he is.
Wait, Ray, do you not want him?
It's not that I don't want him. It's just there's a lot of hype for this, and I don't think that the hype's going to match what he actually
gets. You know what? In thinking about it, and I've always kind of felt like this, I'm good. You can have him, Ray.
Here comes the airplane.
Well, he's visiting you guys first, so hopefully you don't let him leave the building.
Terrence in Stamford. Terrence, you're on the frenzy.
Seahawks get the second overall pick.
I don't know what he said.
What's the question? If they get the second overall pick, what do they do?
The Seahawks get the second overall pick.
Yeah. What does that mean? what are you looking for?
He just wants to know if they're going to get the second overall
Congratulations.
Pick.
Congratulations.
Good for you. It was a good trade. Greg in Fairhaven. Greg, you're on the frenzy.
Which is a better division, AFC East or NFC East?
I'd say AFC.
I think I would too. I would say AFC. But is it fair to say those are the best two divisions in football?
I think that's fair. Yeah.
I can't believe the NFC is just so good.
No, I didn't think that. No one thought the Giants and the Commanders would be this good.
No. Ryan, Connecticut. Ryan, you're on the frenzy.
Do the Jets go all in on Lamar this offseason?
No.
I would if that, but I don't know why.
You're not
going to
get
an option.
If you're Baltimore and you're well run like they are, how could you possibly let Lamar Jackson go?
Well, at the very least, you're going to franchise tag him.
You can't let him leave your building.
Aaron Rodgers, I got an update for you too. By the way,
yeah,
contract wise. So if you did a post June 1st trade, the dead cap for 2023 would be 15.8, and then 2024 would be $24.5 million. Oof.
So you're looking at $40 million down the tubes.
Spread out, yeah.
Last one, Hinkie Haynes. Good question. Will the Jets and Giants both be shopping in the same market for an established veteran quarterback in the offseason? They might.
I think it depends on what happens with Daniel Jones through the rest of the season.
I agree.
I would. The thing is, it would make more sense to franchise Saquon just because it's less money than franchising the quarterback. But I would want to see Daniel Jones with legitimate wide receivers and see what it looked like.
I think that's fair, and I think that Shane and Dave will have a plan, and whatever that plan is, I will completely buy into. Because if they made Jones look pretty good with this, I think whoever's next, they'll make look pretty good too.
Yeah, but you also have the luxury of Jones going to a second year in the same system.
Yeah, which would be great. Listen, if you can make it work, I'm not opposed to Jones coming back for at least another season. And there you have it. That's the frenzy.
He's got to make that throw, though. Has to make that throw.
What, the one to Saquon? It was a bad throw. And there was a couple to Richie James, like little flips that he should have made that he missed him a couple times. He did not play very well.
I'm surprised they didn't run with him more.
I know you are, because you texted me that during the game.
I thought that would be part of the game plan against
I think it's got to be against Parsons Washington. It has to be.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.